But I think they ought to be teaching the young people how to work too and raise something to eat, because you take when all us old people die out, who's going to raise this food we eat? Education and money, I don't care how much money you got. If you don't have this food to buy, you won't be able to live. We got to have something to eat. You know, everything we eat come out the ground mostly, don't it? It's raised in the soil. And back yonder in olden times, most of the people, if they wasn't too lazy to work, they raised their food. They didn't have to buy much. Now, we used to raise our meat, but of course we didn't raise enough. Sometime we'd run out in the summer, and the old man have to buy some of the pickled pork to finish making the crop on. And some people fixed up pretty good, raising up meat, doing from one year end to the other. They smoked it in the smokehouse and salted it down. And they called that salt meat. They just salt it down, and then they'd take it and pack it in shucks after they thought it was cured. Put it down in boxes and pack it in shucks, corn shucks, and keep it from one end of the year to the other.
The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you'd call that?
Roasting it, when it's tender enough to eat.
What about the stringy stuff that comes off the corn?
The husk?
Or the stringy?
Oh, that's silk. Grow in between the grains. That's the silk growing the corn.
What's the husk?
Well, it's, I guess that's what helped to make the corn. It grew in between the corn. You know, you clean that out before you cook your corn, before you cut it.
What's the difference between the husk and the shucks?
The husk and the shucks. Well, the husk is, that's when you grind it. It comes off the outside of the meal, but you know when you eat it.
Before. It's on the corn.
Yeah, it's on the corn,
yeah. The grains.
Yeah, on the grain. But when you eat it when it's fresh, like we call that roasting as, you know. You cut it with a knife off and cook it in a skillet, fry it, or you can boil it and eat it. Or you can bake it in the stove and eat it. You ever eat baked corn in the stove, roasting as, when it's fresh?
So.
It's pretty good that way. But
what about the little thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
That's the tarsus. That's what we call it down here. Just like I told you about the old lady raised in Mississippi. That's different than Mississippi and Louisiana now. And I guess all the states is different, just like you talk about the language. Well, I raised cotton all night, and every year except last year I didn't have any. I had a little row of cotton out in the front yard. And my nephew's kid crossed the road. It went to opening in the fall year in August. They didn't know what that was. They'd never seen no cotton before. Well, when me and her first got mad that next spring, I went out and looked, and it had some little, I call them farms, little things, and then a blossom come out in there. Well, I told her, I said, come look, this cotton got farms on it. And she come out, and she said, Mr. Kirkwood said, them ain't farms, they're them squares. Said, we call them squares in Mississippi. So I guess that's this different language that people use for anything.
You mentioned butter beans. Is there another name for butter beans?
Well, all I ever heard them called was butter beans.
What about the kind of beans that you eat, the pod and all?
Snap beans.
Is there another name for them?
Well, I don't believe it is. They call them string beans. They call them string beans, snap beans. You know, I get the beans now to call them stringless beans when you string them. Used to some of the beans, when you string them, you know, as a string comes off that and you throw that away in each end. They call that snapping them. I reckon that's the reason they call them snap beans. But now you can buy a bean and plant it. You can just peach each end, and often it don't have that string to go around. That string is tough. You can't eat it. They string that off. You ever see them string beans that way? But they got what they call a stringless snap bean now. You don't have to string them, just pinch off each end. Have a little sharp point on each end, you know. Pinch that off and throw it away.